DeepEnglish.com.
In 1942, Nobuo Fujita became the only Japanese pilot to bomb the U.S. mainland in World War II. Who was Nobuo Fujita? Nobuo Fujita was the only Japanese pilot to bomb the U.S. mainland in World War II. When did he do it? He did it in 1942. Fujita traveled to the unprotected waters off the Oregon coast by submarine. Did Fujita travel to the unprotected waters off the Oregon coast by airplane? No, Fujita didn't travel to the unprotected waters off the Oregon coast by airplane. Fujita traveled to the unprotected waters off the Oregon coast by submarine. Hidden beneath the Pacific, the sub concealed a small plane with folded wings. Was the sub hidden beneath the Atlantic? No, the sub wasn't hidden beneath the Atlantic. It was hidden beneath the Pacific. What did the sub conceal? The sub concealed a small plane with folded wings. It allowed Fujita and the crew of 100 to approach America unseen and undetected. What did the sub allow Fujita and the crew of 100 to do? It allowed Fujita and the crew of 100 to approach America unseen and undetected. In the dark, before the dawn, the plane was assembled. When was the plane assembled? The plane was assembled in the dark before the dawn. A catapult shot Fujita and the plane into the sky, allowing him to drop two 168-pound bombs near the small town of Brookings, Oregon. What shot Fujita and the plane into the sky? A catapult shot Fujita and the plane into the sky. What did that allow him to do? It allowed him to drop two 168-pound bombs near the small town of Brookings, Oregon. The town's natives spotted the plane, but they had no big guns to shoot at it, only deer rifles. Did the town's natives spot the plane? Yes, the town's natives spotted the plane. Did they have some big guns to shoot at it? No, they had no big guns to shoot at it, only deer rifles. Fujita returned to the submarine. The pilot would carry out a similar mission 3 weeks later. What did Fujita do after he dropped the bombs on Brookings, Oregon? After he dropped the bombs on Brookings, Oregon, he returned to the submarine. What would the pilot do 3 weeks later? The pilot would carry out a similar mission 3 weeks later. After returning home, Fujita received a hero's welcome. His bombing hit the headlines. What kind of welcome did Fujita receive after returning home? After returning home, Fujita received a hero's welcome. Did his bombing hit the headlines? Yes, his bombing hit the headlines. On September 17, 1942, the front page of the Asahi newspaper read, "Bomb dropped on Oregon State. First air raid on mainland America. Big shock to Americans." On September 17, 1942, what did the front page of the Asahi newspaper read? On September 17, 1942, the front page of the Asahi newspaper read, "Bomb dropped on Oregon State. First air raid on mainland America. Big shock to Americans." Fujita was a reserved and humble man. Was Fujita an outgoing and proud man? No, Fujita was not an outgoing and proud man. Fujita was a reserved and humble man. After the war, he never spoke about the raids or of his younger brother, who had lost his life in the war. After the war, did Fujita ever speak about the raids? No, he didn't. After the war, Fujita never spoke about the raids. What else did he never speak of? He never spoke of his younger brother, who had lost his life in the war. In 1962, Fujita announced to his shocked family that he had bombed Oregon. When did Fujita announce to his family that he had bombed Oregon? In 1962, Fujita announced to his family that he had bombed Oregon. Were they happy? No, they weren't happy. They were shocked. He also revealed he had been invited to the small town of Brookings. What did he also reveal? He also revealed he had been invited to the small town of Brookings. He said he would take his 400-year-old samurai sword with him. The sword had been in his family for generations. How old was Fujita's sword? Fujita's sword was 400 years old. and how long had the sword been in his family? The sword had been in his family for generations. Fujita told his daughter he feared the people of Brookings would still be angry with him. Did Fujita tell his son he feared the people of Brookings would still be angry with him? No, he didn't tell his son he feared the people of Brookings would still be angry with him. He told his daughter he feared the people of Brookings would still be angry with him. If necessary, he planned to commit ritual suicide with his sword in the traditional Japanese method of seppuku. Did he plan to commit ritual suicide, if necessary? Yes, if necessary, he planned to commit ritual suicide. What is the traditional Japanese method of ritual suicide called? The traditional Japanese method of ritual suicide is called seppuku. When Fujita arrived at the remote town of 5400, he was astonished to receive a warm welcome. Was the town convenient or remote? The town was remote. How many people lived there? 5,400 people lived there. And what kind of welcome did Fujita receive? Fujita received a warm welcome. He was deeply moved by their hospitality and respect. He felt he did not deserve such affection. What was Fujita deeply moved by? Fujita was deeply moved by their hospitality and respect. Did he feel that he deserved such affection? No, he felt he did not deserve such affection. Fujita donated his sword to the town, and it now hangs in the library as a symbol of his regret. Did Fujita sell his sword to the town? No, Fujita did not sell his sword to the town. He donated his sword to the town. Where is it now? It now hangs in the town library. Is it a symbol of his pride? No, it is not a symbol of his pride. It is a symbol of his regret. Fujita also gave $1,000 to the library. They used it to buy children's books about Japan. How much money did Fujita give to the library? Fujita gave $1,000 to the library. What did they use it to buy? They used it to buy children's books about Japan. The hope was to prevent future war and promote peace between America and Japan for generations to come. Was the hope to promote future war and prevent peace? No, the hope was not to promote future war and prevent peace. The hope was to prevent future war and promote peace. Fujita made three more trips to Brookings before his death of lung cancer in 1997. How many more trips to Brookings did Fujita make before his death? Fujita made three more trips to Brookings before his death. When did he die? He died in 1997. How did he die? He died of lung cancer. Shortly before his death, the Brookings Town Council hailed him as Ambassador of Goodwill and an honorary citizen of the town. Shortly before his death, did the Brookings Town Council hail him as Ambassador of Goodwill? Yes, they did. Shortly before his death, the Brookings Town Council hailed him as Ambassador of Goodwill. What else did they hail him as? They also hailed him as an honorary citizen.